It is most appropriate that on this day, in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we should honor her under that specific title as we celebrate the 106th anniversary of the last apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. And what a wonderful apparition it was. On the one hand, there were many, many, many people, over 100,000, it was said. Many accounts, even to this day, continue to repeat 70,000, but it was not. It was over 100,000. And since the night it had rained and rained and rained, many people thought, oh, this is impossible. How can we make it? And also perhaps they thought within themselves, how could the Blessed Mother treat us this way? We have come with so much sacrifice in spite of the government that does not want us to be here. And yet it rains and rains and rains. All of them were wet to the bone. And so they did not understand. And so many times things happen in our lives, in the church, in the world, that are not particularly pleasant things or good things. And we do not understand it. Of course, we are living in just such an era of the life of the church. And so, after a few hours of waiting, and the children arrived with their parents and their other siblings, and it still kept raining, but they had no fear. They had not lost hope. Our Lady says she is a mother of fair love and of hope. And so therefore we too must first of all be filled with love of God, and from that love of our neighbor, as she was, and we must be filled with hope, knowing that God will not abandon us, that God will fulfill His promises, despite everything that goes on around us. And so, they were there, and then finally, it stopped raining, and the Blessed Mother made her appearance to the children and spoke with Venerable Lucia dos Santos, the oldest of the three children, who later on became a sister, and then later on even a cloistered nun, first a Dorothean nun, a sister of St. Dorothy, and then a Carmelite, a cloistered Carmelite. And in the middle of the Blessed Mother speaking to them and to her in particular, for they could see her, but they could not hear her, all of a sudden, everything changed, and the Blessed Mother appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel with the rosary and the brown scapular hanging from her hand, of course always carrying the baby Jesus, as she appeared from the very first apparition, which we just celebrated on the 12th of April yesterday, Our Lady of the Pillar of Zaragoza. The first apparition, when she was still alive in the year 40 AD. And she appeared with the baby Jesus in her arms. She is always the Mother of God, the Mother of the Eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And thus she manifests herself. And then St. Joseph appeared, and many other wonderful things. In the meantime, people noticed that it was getting lighter, and the rain had not only stopped, but then all of a sudden, they noticed that they were getting dry. The mud that they were standing in was drying up. Their clothes were drying up, and they were wet to the bone. And at some point or other, then the sun began to change colors and began to dance, as it were, in the heavens. and went this way and that way. And then at the end of this magnificent spectacle of the power of God, which is above everything, the sun began to come down. And they all thought it was the end of the world, because they thought that the sun was going to come and destroy them. And some screamed and some ran, and others fell to their knees and began to confess their sins and to ask God forgiveness of their sins. And of course, Fatima is all about forgiveness of sins, repentance of sins. She told the children, "I am come because you offend God too much. The human race offends God too much." Whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is we are doing, and it is no better now than it was then, the human race offends God too much, and we must stop. And so this day, while it is a day of great joy and the miracles that Christ and His Mother have procured for us, it is also a day of penance and of suffering. And so we should not be amazed if there is still a lot of suffering, if there is still a lot that is not understandable to us, and that makes us sad, because the Blessed Mother is made sad by our sins. And God is offended, as He has told us again and again in so many apparitions of His Mother that He sent to us. He is offended. Our Lady at La Salette said, "I can no longer hold back the heavy hand of the anger of God." And so many other things that we have heard before, and we hear them again today. But with the Blessed Mother today, we kneel down and we thank God and we give Him blessings and thanksgiving for all that He has done for us. And we ask forgiveness of our sins, and we need to make sure that we stop sinning. As the Blessed Mother told us, "You offend God too much." This God, whom they thought was about to destroy them because the sun was going to fall on them. But then she stopped talking, and the sun went back to its place, and the colors disappeared. And so, since then, we have been celebrating, and the church celebrates, 106 years. And of course, many people would probably wonder how this is possible, how this has happened. But I was present at the 40th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of the Revelation, who appeared and converted a Hebrew who wanted to kill the Pope Pius XII. She converted him, and he not only became a Catholic, he started a religious order for lay people, especially Our Lady of the Revelation, which happened at Tre Fontane, the place where St. Paul was martyred. And while we were praying and saying the rosary, and then a mass was said, and there were many, many thousands there, all of a sudden, some of us noticed that there were colors all around us. And some people saw the sun dance. And all around, there were colors of every kind. So I have seen this with my own eyes, and I've experienced it. And I know that it is true. So today, we give thanks to Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our patroness, our mother, and our queen. And we beseech Almighty God that the whole world may finally listen to her and be converted to her, and that we too, in this shrine of hers, may be fully, fully converted to her, and through her to him, who is our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.